USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The second impeachment trial of former President Donald J. Trump is underway in the Senate. At issue today is the constitutionality of holding the trial itself. Counsel to the former president argue the campaign can't be tried because he's out of office. Tom Cotton agrees.
No one is ignoring what happened over the last couple months, and of course it's going to be a part of Donald Trump's legacy. But that doesn't change the fact that I believe, as I said on the day the House passed this rush article of impeachment, that it's simply beyond the constitutional authority of the Senate.
The Arkansas Republican speaking there on Fox News. President Biden's plan to block deportations is being put on hold again. A federal judge's order was set to expire today, but it has been extended by 2 weeks. Texas initially filing the lawsuit because the deportation moratorium, in their opinion, violates federal law. USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
National Guard troops are expected to remain in Washington, D.C. through March 15th. Between 5 and 7,000 troops are staying in D.C. until mid-March, a significant reduction from the 26,000 that were deployed to help secure the inauguration. As far as the cost for those troops?
The estimate through March 15th is that the total cost of National Guard support will come to $483 million. $284 million of that is for personnel, and $199 million of that is for operations, and that gets us through March 15th.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby. As far as any imminent threats in Washington, D.C., Richie McGinnis with the Daily Caller says,
I have not gotten any explanation, and I do understand that Mayor Muriel Bowser does not want the fence to remain permanent, but that remains to be seen whether or not this fence will stay up.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Democrat Senators John Tester of Montana and Joe Manchin of West Virginia had initially crossed party lines to vote for a Republican amendment to reverse President Biden's cancellation of the Keystone XL pipeline. The two later reversed course and voted with Democrats to kill the amendment. One person who is not happy with President Biden's move to derail the Keystone XL pipeline project is AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka. He tells Axios on HBO,
well, I wish you hadn't done that on the first day, because the Laborers International was right. It did and will cost us jobs in the process. I wish he had paired that more carefully with the thing that he did second by saying, here's where we're creating jobs. We can do mine reclamation. We can fix leaks and we can fix seeps and create hundreds of thousands of jobs in doing all of that stuff.
Do you think Biden realizes that that was a mistake, that announcement?
I think so, yes.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the Biden administration is in active conversation with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention about the possibility of requiring a COVID-19 test before taking domestic flights. Buttigieg saying that decision would be guided by data, science, and by medicine. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.